Today's lectionary reading, including Proverbs. Oh, by the way, someone suggested that we have an insert for the bullet points. So sometimes when it comes with a longer version, I will put it in insert, but otherwise I'll put it in the insert here, right here in the bottom of the part. Okay? So it might help. So today's lectionary reading, including Proverbs, seem all continuation of the last week's topic of favoritism. And in today's Gospel of Mark, and hearing of a deaf and mute man is a miracle. So how do you make out of all those miracles that Jesus Christ has performed in New Testament? How do you make out? Some people might say, maybe atheist or agnostics would say, those stories are written by someone who made up all of them. But as a Christian, can you think of a moment in your life that was shaken so much that you were not able to breathe anymore? We all have that moment, don't we? So your trusting the Lord comes into play in that moment. Trusting the Lord. I remember experiencing a small earthquake when we were living in California. Our family was not directly affected by it, but we saw on TV some of the houses on the cliff falling, sliding away. It was devastating. And I got a call from Korea. One of my friend's son was to be picked up because he was in the shelter. My goodness, I went there to pick him up and bring him to our home, and I saw that devastation. That still gives me a chill to think of, you know, what can nature do too? And one other moment I have experienced was that when Jay got sick after coming back from, you know, overseas trip, and that was the time that when we were still living in Germany, and he was coughing so much that some blood came out of his throat, and which was very disturbing, and that made me afraid of uncertainty what it was. And then making several calls to the hospital, and we were finally there, and make matters worse, it was the middle of the night. So anyway, there was an emergency room, you know. He was healed, finally. And he was crying when we were getting into the car. I was driving. Later he said, I thought I might die. It was that serious. Anyway, many more stories with children. Don't you have that moment? But that's the moment, our trusting the Lord. And I was posing myself with the stability, and it was great to think back those moments, right? That the trusting the Lord comes in that moment. Now, first of all, power of mustard faith. When Jesus says to Simon Peter, who do you say I am? He answered. It comes in Mark later chapter 8:29. He asked, who do you say I am? He answered what? You are the Christ, the Son of God, living God. That's faith. Trusting the living God. He is a God of the past, God of present, and God of the future. Amen? So, God always initiates us to come to Him when we are in darkness. God constantly encourages us to trust Him. No one saw Him rise, and it is God. If He, you know, God was saying, "What I am is all that need matter to you, for there lie your hope and your peace." Amen. What I am. So I will do what I will do, and it will all come to light at last. That's what God's saying. But how do it is my, I will do, and how do it is my secret. Trust and be not afraid. That's God's word. Okay, this story of deaf and mute men and emphasized on the eschatological significance of Jesus. Jesus is coming back. That's eschatological. And it was interesting to find out from the interpretation commentary book that this text is connected to Isaiah 35, which is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Joy for the redeemers. If you would like to listen a little bit, Isaiah 35. I didn't realize it until I was reading that book, and he said it was related to this one. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing, and the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. And it goes on, and strength the weak hands, and say to those who are of fearful hearts, and be strong and fear not, and look, and highway shall be there, and it will be called Holy Way. And the unclean shall not pass over it, and fools shall not dare them. And no lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up to it, and shall not be found there, but the Redeemer shall walk there. Amen. So it was related. I didn't know until I read that. And Lama Williamson, who has written that book, said, Mark and Gospel, we say Mark Gospel, it's Mark and Gospel, is qualified as a hidden revelation, the full import of a veiled Christological affirmation, the Christological meaning Jesus Christ, Christ-centered. In verses 37, Mark 37, where it says, people was overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. So when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God being like any tiny mustard seed, he was not talking about the wonderful ability of man. Rather, he was describing the ability of God. This is God's world, and he is involved in it. Amen? This is God's word. And Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, and present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. John 15:7, if you remain in me, my words remain in you, and ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. Amen. So now, second one is humility. The particular story today, the first part of today's gospel, has been a challenge for me, because Jesus' answer to this woman, this poor lady, I thought it was too harsh. So, but as I grew mature, I realized and came to understand attitude. Attitude matters, isn't it? Do you understand what I mean? That she says immediately after Jesus' negative reply, even the dogs takes crumbs from the table. So she's condescending herself even to the dogs. Even the dogs, that faith, that's humility. God saw that. And then he answers immediately. Now your daughter is healed. Right? So we need to be humble. How desperate she was, it shows. She was doing not for herself, but for her daughter with love. Right? So intercessory prayer comes into play there. When you love someone, when you want to change someone's life, pray for it. It takes a long time, but in God's time, it will happen. It will happen. I was talking to this morning Babette Bishop, asking her husband, how is he doing? I know from all the documents, I read these things, he was once a trustee who loved God so much, he doesn't want to come to church. But she's praying, I'm praying, in God's time, he's coming back. I can assure you. Amen? Amen. So that's, we never know. So with humility, out of love, love can do anything. So that power of love, if we can spread out to family members first who are not saved, and the immediate family members, and friends, church families, and then to the community, that is the victory. And I see her, that her, as a model of faith with an attitude of humility. Even though the word faith was not mentioned at all in that scripture verses. I'm almost certain that you all have any kind of inserting or provoking experiences in your life. The first response would be what? Oh, who are you? Or ignore, or confront, or get angry. As a matured Christian, we can make use of an opportunity to test yourself. Remember not that I have already obtained all this and have already have been perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. That's from Philippians 3:12. Perseverance until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and becomes mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's from Ephesians 4:13. These are from the Apostle Paul wrote. So many beautiful epistles you can find. And I can connect that with Wesley's perfection. He emphasized always being, we cannot reach to the perfection. We can strive to that as a Christian. Not because we have to do anything for salvation. Amen? That's our duty. And the third point is our potential. Hope. Hope. Just like Peter has answered Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of living God. This has to be the testimony of our faith all the time. When you directly experience living God in your life, you are so joyful to tell everyone next to you. Our God is God of past and the present and the future, the living God. We have hope in the Lord. We have hope because we are all created in the image of God. And when we work on it, we might be able to reach perfection that Wesley is talking about. Just like working out for our body, we need to work on the spiritual realm of it as well. I've been emphasizing reading the Bible, meet God here, revelation happens. And Isaiah 40, 29, 31 sums up. It says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Amen? Amen. We must try to see value in the eyes of God. We must see values in the eyes of God. As I get older, I can see from the eyes of those elderly people that they seemed to feel that they are a little social, you know, a little social significance. No one needs or wants them. I can see they're telling from their eyes. And to correct that, we can encourage them to have a new mindset to look at themselves in the eyes of God, where no one is insignificant or valueless. I even see in their eyes their wisdom and their life experiences. That's why I like to go visit people who tells me about their stories. It's immeasurable. So we can do all this out of love for others. And our neighbor, as Jesus taught us to love, as a second commandment, that's what you do. Just start with your family. We also have hope in our next generation. I forgot about today. I was forgetting this microphone and forgot. I was late last night. Anyway, mentioning to children, one more thing. When they have their habit of tidying, I was going to say, put away some of your allowance money, just 10 cents in a day when they get young. It becomes your habit and it becomes your tithing, that it multiplies. And God knows that you are doing this, not only because of faith. I said faith, what? The reading from today's scriptures? Faith without deeds It's not, it's death. So what do we teach our children? I love music, so I had a chance to have a cellist, Misha Maisky, playing just in front of like this. It was amazing to see somebody who is so famous and playing the cello. That reminded me, the same equally renowned, world-renowned cellist Pablo Casals described about this education for children. What do we teach our children? We teach them that 2 + 2 = 4, Paris is the capital of France, and when we will teach them what they are, when are we going to teach them what they are? We're human beings, excuse me, created in God's image with love. And we should say to each of them, do you know what you are? You are marvel. You are so unique. There has been another child like you. There hasn't been. And you may become a Shakespeare, Michelangelo, and Beethoven. And you have the capacity for anything. Children can be a primary mustard seed that our church is sowing. Amen. I'm so glad you came up. So if you do our job right, if we do our job right together, there will be an ambassador of Christ making the kingdom of God evermore of a reality in this world, which badly needs saving. And kingdom of God is what? Now, here and now. It starts from your heart. Peace, joy, here and now. And yes, we have hope in the Lord one at a time, one day at a time, one person at a time, until we go before God and hear Him say, my great servant, you did your best. Amen.